Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? The Shadow knows.
The Shadow, mysterious character who aids the forces of law and order, is in reality Lamont Cranston, wealthy young man about town. The Shadow uses his hypnotic power to cloud men's minds so that they cannot see. Cranston's friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane, is the only person who knows to whom the voice of the Shadow belongs. Today's story, Murderer's Vanity.
And we may say of this woman that she is not dead. Her memory lives in the minds of those who loved her. It is given to all of us.
I can't stand this, Mary. This earth. I can't stand it, I tell you.
Oh, but Peter, you have no proof. You can't.
No proof. He killed Mother. He only married her for money, and then he murdered her.
Please, Peter. If you think anything of Mother's memory, don't make a scene. People are looking at us now.
Looking at us, honey. Let them look at him. Dr. Walter Martin. Dr. Martin. Murderer, that's what.
Peter, please. It's not true. Please, Peter.
Oh, look at him. Look at that false face of sorrow. Watch him grieve, that hypocrite. Oh, how happy he must be to get his hands on the Elston money at last.
Peter, please, this is Mother's funeral.
How can he sit there like that? Mary, I can't stand it any longer. Stop!
Peter.
Stop it, I say!
There he is, there! Stand up and show that Judas face of yours! There, he's turning away! Stand up and show yourself! There's the murderer of my mother! Dr. Walter Martin. He killed her to get his hands on the Elston money.
You realize that I only have your word that your mother was murdered, Mr. Elston?
Isn't that enough, Commissioner Weston?
Unfortunately, no.
But all I'm asking you to do is get me an order to exhume her body. The autopsy will
prove it. There'll be no autopsy, Mr. Elston.
Doesn't my word count for anything?
No. And I'll tell you why. You've been drinking. You're not responsible for what you're saying.
Drink? Well, who wouldn't drink knowing that his mother was murdered and the killer going scot-free?
You know, Commissioner, perhaps there's something to this after all.
Now, please, Cranston, I've seen 1,000 cases like this. This young man here imagines his mother was murdered. Perhaps because he's never liked his stepfather.
And I warn you, he isn't through yet. My sister's life and my life are in danger.
But how do you know this, Elston?
I'll tell you how. Dr. Martin won't be satisfied until he has all the Elston money. My sister Mary and I stand in his way.
Commissioner, if the boy is telling the truth, I wonder if you can afford to ignore this.
Now, please, Cranston. Mr. Elston, until you can bring me positive proof that your mother was murdered, this case is closed. That's all. Good day, sir.
I see. All right. And thank you very much for your help, Commissioner Weston. You don't know it, but you've just signed my sister's and my death warrants.
But you see, Margot, young Peter Elston seems so sincere, so terribly upset. I almost believe...
Well, I'll tell you how I figure it, I'll tell you.
Oh, so you have a theory too, eh, Shrevey?
Well, it ain't exactly my own idea, Mr. Cranston. It's more the thoughts of my bosom friend and companion, Big Charlie.
Well, who's Big Charlie?
He's a guy on my hack line.
Oh.
You see, Big Charlie figures that this year now, Peter Elston bumped off his dear little mother and is trying to put the frame on that there now doctor.
And how does Big here now, Charlie, figure that?
He dreamed it.
You mean he based the whole deduction on a dream?
Certainly. He's one of them now psychics.
I beg your pardon?
He's a psychic.
Margot, I believe he means psychic.
Oh.
Yeah, you should hear the things he sometimes picks to come through, you should hear. But just the other
thing... Wait a minute, Shrevey. Big Charlie may have something at that.
Oh, Lamont.
I'm not what you'd call sold on the mystical powers of Large Charles, but I do think that his deduction bears investigation.
Oh, boy, will I tell Big Charlie.
Lamont! Peter Elston couldn't have killed his own mother.
Stranger things than that have happened, Margot.
You're not serious, Lamont.
Margot... I'm so serious about it that the Shadow is going to persuade Commissioner Weston to go to the cemetery tonight. Mrs. Elston Martin's body is going to be exhumed. Order or no order.
Oh, I don't like this job here at all. But
was it? Just an hour or something?
Well, I don't like it. I'm getting out of this cemetery. $50 or no $50.
You try to when you get your head bashed in with this shovel.
Now, Joe, don't like that.